It's now time for the Ned and Josh podcast.
Look, this is not my idea of a good time.
All right, strap in. Here we go.
Welcome to the Ned and Josh podcast for another week. We are ready to go with a full five-episode buffet ready to be loaded in to the bain-marie of podcasting.
Very good.
Ned, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. How are you?
Nah, good. Not too bad at all. Finally dried out. Went to the Brumbies on Saturday night here at GIO Stadium.
Got a little rained on.
Some take on the Fijian Drua.
Yeah.
And my mother is here at the moment. Now, the reason I'm mentioning any of this in terms of my parent, my mum being here and all that, is my uncle is actually the coach of the Fijian Drua, which is why we went. But mum went with her Fijian Drua flag.
Yeah, she was there to support
She was there to support Fiji. Carrie, the two boys and I, head to toe in Brumbies gear.
Yeah, so you went to support the city that you're from.
We went with free tickets from the Fijian Drua in Brumbies gear.
Yeah, that's not as good.
And our reward from the universe, rain.
Yeah.
The entire time we were there.
You were too arrogant.
Yeah, we were. I think it was our fault
the
that
way
it
you're saying it as yeah. well. It's like you were obviously very excited
oh, no,
to
we
go
were
and then
pumped.
Like, yeah, yeah. and be a spectacle
we were,
and
we
be
were
a
pumped
part.
To be in enemy territory
yeah,
wearing
you're contrarian.
The full Brumbies gear. We were excited about it and we got what we deserved.
I like that. The universe is like, no, yeah. no, 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 no. Mm-hmm. There's only so much. There's a level of fun you can have before the universe goes,
Do keep
no.
in mind, though, that the Brumbies actually still did win. So it's not like we got totally punished for what we did. We just didn't enjoy the experience that much of being there in the rain.
I will say, I've done it a few times where you like are a contrarian at a sporting event and like you're in the HQ of the other team, but you're wearing the opposition's team colours. When they lose, like the team that you are antagonizing
yeah,
loses,
you get out of there quickly.
It does. It's like very quickly becomes not that funny.
Yeah, it's
when
like,
you're
I
like,
I need to get out of here.
Oh, everyone around me is actually super pissed off.
Let me just say, we didn't make a spectacle of ourselves.
Okay.
I had the beanie. The boys had the
Did
jerseys.
Anyone say anything?
No
though?
One said anything. And yeah, everyone was very lovely. Look, I'll say it. We probably need to lift our game as spectators because the Fijian Drua fans that were there drowned us out massively. And there were more Brumbies. Like, there was a point where they were Brumbies, Brumbies. And then the Drua, that chant drowned out the whole GIO Stadium, like 2-1.
I think because we have also the Raiders for the NRL.
Yeah,
we're so loud with them. Like, we have the Viking clap, we have the horn. It's like, I think we've delegated sound and noise. To the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Brumbies need something. What you just said to me, it's like they have no one's leading them.
I have the horse neigh when they do the kick.
It goes, that's pretty funny.
Brumby Jack and Brumby Jill. Yeah. So maybe we just all neigh.
Yeah, that's not bad. But this is what I'm saying. Like, you're all leaderless. If you were just chanting Brumbies, Brumbies.
Yeah.
Nah.
Can be overcome pretty quickly.
Yeah. I'd like a neigh. Non-stop neighs.
Love a neigh. Maybe we get the whip and the neigh.
I'm a
neigh. We're not listening to each other. Can I just say.
We're just yelling.
Speaking of not listening to each other, the guy who's there doing their ground announcing, total professional, does a great job, but was like, let me hear you, Canberra. Well, I can't hear you, Canberra.
Of course.
It's pouring with rain.
Yeah,
so I'm like, mate, you are warm up in the box where you're yelling this at us.
Cut us some slack.
It's not a great time out here, champion.
Yeah, if you want to hear something, yell into the microphone you have.
I just go somewhere warm, I guess.
I was listening to a song the other day, and there was a part in it that the second that I heard the initial, like, first start, like, notes or whatever of the song.
The opening riff.
Yeah, I was immediately like, oh, I can't wait for it to get to this bit. And then I started thinking, there's actually, like, a few songs in my life.
Oh, yes, heaps of them.
Where, the second the song starts playing, the only part I want is the best part of the song.
Can I guess the song you're talking about and see if it's the exact same one for
God, your- this will be incredible.
Is it In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins?
No.
Yeah.
What part of
the
that?
Drums?
Yeah, the drums. Yeah, and I guess that is good.
If you're saying you're listening to that song not eagerly waiting for that moment, you're a liar.
No, but I tell you what the fun singing part is of that song, and it's not the drums. It's when he goes, and I remember.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's
See, there we go.
It's got two good bits.
And this leads us into it. I'm so glad you're so on board already because I actually wanted you to do this. And I was going to position you like three that I've thought of and then maybe throw to you if you can think of one. Maybe we'll do it in like some other podcast later in the week.
Sure.
It's just the best parts of songs, all right? The one that I was listening to was by Sade.
Yep.
Do you know what I might be thinking like about to say?
Like... Coast to coast from LA.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's from Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator.
The fact that we can't play them, like we can't play music on this podcast.
It's meant that I've had to take singing lessons, and it's coming along, but it's not where it needs to be for me to just fill in for Sade.
But I think this is a good litmus test of like whether or not you know what part I'm talking about, because it's the part that goes coast to coast, LA to Chicago, West LA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the best part of the song.
What part of that? That's the part you like the most.
That's the part. It's the coast to coast, LA to Chicago, West LA.
Yeah.
It's so good. All right?
It's much, much better when Sade does it.
Of course.
I will say.
Yeah. Of course.
You've been neglecting your singing
lessons. That's not fair to me that I'm put up against Sade.
No. It's what you've done to yourself.
My next song comes from B&L.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Canada's favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been one week.
That's what it is.
It's the beginning of it.
It's been.
And then it's over.
And then that's it.
At least you get instant gratification with that one.
Exactly. That one's the most.
It's been.
You get the quickest payoff of any of them. Mm-hmm. And I don't even like the part after Bean. Yep. I just like the
it's been. Yeah, because he goes into 1 week a little too.
Yeah,
it's been.
Yeah,
it's been. 1 week. So I'm like, nah. The whole thing like that.
Enjoy the first part of it, and it's been. The last one.
Obviously, Bohemian Rhapsody is what you're talking about.
No.
The part where it kicks in. Everyone knows the part where it kicks in.
When he says, Bismillah.
No, we will not
let you go. Let him
I think everybody might have a different version of when it, quote, kicks in for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Because
there are about four times you could argue that it kicks in. Everyone, that's each their own.
This last one is from Limp Bizkit. So not Queen.
Yeah,
close though. Very close. Very similar. It's from Break Stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what part is I'm going to sing? The best part of the song. No. That is fun. Yep. But this part, just because it's the same as like, it's been. Yep. He does it in a funny voice and it's funny to say. Because right now I'm dangerous.
Yeah, that is actually. That's better than In the Air Tonight.
Right now I'm dangerous.
That's better than. The only way that could be better is if it was
right now I'm dangerous. Okay, we'll revisit this and you need
I'm
to bring some.
Very excited. Saw something that was either one of two things. It could not be anything other than the one of two things. And I'd like to run them past you right now and see what of the two things you thought it was.
Okay.
Ready to go?
I'm so ready.
I was driving here to do this podcast today and I saw I'm going to say a tourist, but they had camera over the shoulder. So very expensive camera over the shoulder. They'd just gotten off a scooter and they were down on one knee taking a photo of the scooter with their mobile phone.
So not with the expensive
camera. Not with the expensive camera, which is crucial to the rest of this story.
Okay.
I've driven past, taken a bit of a look. The guy is literally on one knee taking a photo of the scooter. He's repositioned ever so slightly to get a different angle and gone again for a photo of the scooter.
Okay. So he's getting the angles. He's working it.
I would say, without a shadow of a doubt, this guy maybe comes from a town a bit more rural or something where they don't have the e-scooters, and he's so excited that he's taken a photo of the scooter.
To show the folks at home.
Because only that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the other thing that makes way more sense once you take everything into the story into account is he was taking that photo of the scooter you have to take at the end to show you've parked it properly.
Oh, where it's like, hey, I didn't throw this into a river.
Yep.
It's like, here it is.
He's got to have been taking that photo.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because he had the better camera over his shoulder.
So you'd think so if he was going to take the photo,
scooter porn for later to have a look at, he would have used the better camera. But then, to this guy, if you're still following this insane story, don't have to try that hard with the prove you parked it photo.
No,
he's getting angles, he's getting the right spot. You barely have to have the scooter in the photo.
I used to, towards the end, I've really not used a scooter in
a while,
probably about a year. I really did love them for a while though, but towards the end, when I stopped using it, I would take like photos of the sky, of my own face.
This guy was on
me flipping off my own camera.
People remember the weather wasn't great. He was on the ground, taking photos.
He's really getting into it with his phone.
Now, obviously, the brain goes, he's taking them as a memento. But to that,
I'd have to say,
he's got the better camera. So why is he not using that for that? He's totally taking photos to prove that he parked it, and he is going way too hard.
But this also gives, I think, It strengthens your argument that he's like from a out, maybe he's from a like a country town where they don't have these.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I need to like proposition this well. And on the app, it's not like they're like, hey, chuck this scooter wherever and just fart out a photo. They're like, please take a nice photo to show that
you parked it.
So maybe he's just reading the app and he's literally like taking it at face value. And he was like, well, these are obviously a rare commodity here
yeah,
in Canberra.
Okay.
I've never seen one before. So let me make sure I frame it up all well and nice.
So he's thinking, I'd like to imagine a scenario where he's first opened the scooter and gone, well, well, howdy, I just get to take this for free.
So he's from
the deep
south.
And as apparently a gold prospector. Yeah. And it's like, well, but what happens if I don't bring it back? All of a sudden, he's now at the point where he's taking the app deadly seriously. Like, this is incredibly important that I get this right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that's the closest I could come to giving any of this an answer.
I need to know who this person was.
I don't think you do.
His name,
as a matter of fact, I think this person should run away from you.
His name was Gustav Neuron, and he owns the scooter company. That was why he's this into it.
How do you have this many thoughts in such a short period of time?
I really need to focus on driving more, I think.
An update from last week. Very exciting.
Oh, great.
Finally, I can bring some closure to this podcast.
It is a very open-ended podcast. We raise things, we ask questions, and we never really get any answers. So this is a big moment.
It was about
a queue up. Do you want a drum roll?
Sure, you can. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here's a drum roll.
Last week on the show, we just ended. There was no fanfare at all.
Because you have to say something worthy of fanfare first.
Well, I didn't know when it was going to end. It was like 3 seconds.
What you're going to say is crappy. There won't be any.
Do you want to figure out the drum roll again? No.
You need to figure out a stage director.
You need to figure out when I'm about to wrap it up.
Ned's got some closure, everyone.
Okay, so I'm not going to adhere to you because I'm the star and you're the stage director, all right? So, are you ready? The news from last week. I have an update. Again, there's no way that's not good. That's not just a standard drum roll, because at least they go... This one just ends. This one, it's like the guy forgot to keep doing it. So he just...
I argue that's a pretty typical drum roll.
I know.
They don't normally end in...
No, well, yeah, because that's not a drum roll.
Drum rolls don't have endings.
Wally the Gator. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The emotional support gator that went missing.
Yes.
In Atlanta, I'm pretty sure, somewhere, or Georgia. Someone took it on holidays, and then all of a sudden it was just gone. And I'm saying, from this, we now have to remove every other emotional support animal except the dog, and we slowly build
from
there. So, like, introduce cats, then guinea pigs, then lizards.
And I stopped short at your emotional support animal dictatorship and said, maybe we just can alligators. Because they were trying to get Wally into a stadium, which I think is risky. Riskier at best. I think risky is generous.
Yeah, I also think risky is generous. But Joey is the lady who had the emotional support alligator. Then it, didn't get let into the stadium and then it went missing.
Here's the drum roll again.
It's been found, sort of. Jesus, this is like rinky dinkers.
Sound effects.
This is like, there is literally three people in here. There's one person to do the drums, and then the other two people do this.
What about this? Say it again.
They've found Wally the Gator. Good, I like it.
That's better.
It sounds like I'm giving him away, which I'm not.
No, it is a bit too game show, that one.
But I actually like what's happened. So they've found him,
yep,
and they've immediately taken him off her.
Aww.
And he's been released into a swamp.
What?
So I think great. Everything.
No, I don't think great at all.
No, I do think. Why not great for you?
Well, why not great? Because this is an emotional support animal. This person's probably now distraught. But also, it's a domesticated alligator.
No, it's not.
Well, they just whack it in a swamp and just hope for the best.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think there is such thing as a domestic alligator.
No, you can't be that stupid. You know what I mean? It's used to getting fed. It's used to living in a house.
Yeah, like, I know.
It's not going to know how to go about being an alligator for real.
I don't think you can forget how to be an alligator.
I think
if
you've never known.
Before this, it was an alligator.
I watched a documentary the other day.
Oh, good. Here we go.
Where there was a hippopotamus that was orphaned, and it was raised by a bunch of rhinoceroses, and it thought it was a rhinoceros.
Okay.
And didn't, like, he loved going in the water, but he couldn't convince the other rhinoceroses to come in with him.
Okay.
Which speaks to me that he kind of did forget how to be a hippo.
Yes.
So I think this alligator would forget how to
be an
alligator.
And I would say to you that hippos and rhinoceroses are very similar. They just alligators don't have a horn. This alligator's not walking around going, where are my pants? I've lost my credit card. Jesus, where are my car keys? It still thinks it's an alligator. It's not associated and assimilated with human beings. I'm glad. I'm glad because this woman was probably traumatizing it every single time she takes it on a plane.
I'd say you, yeah? You are on your high horse about a couple of things you have no real knowledge about. One of them is alligators. Yeah. The second is sound effects and how and how hard they are to find and how they should be deployed.
Sorry, and I meant to take your, I watched a documentary, so trust me. So now I understand the inner thoughts of an hippopotamus and a rhinoceros.
You're supposed to take my, I know how sound effects work, at least.
Okay, go, play me something.
Hollywood on the Gold Coast.
Really set myself up for that, didn't I?
As a deep cut for those who've been listening for a long time.
That's a real slam dunk for you. That's very good. Okay, you and I are huge movie nerds.
We are.
This is, I'm thinking.
I've started to notice, too, a lot of people who listen to this podcast are as well.
I love it. It's
great.
We
get corrected when we get stuff wrong. I really appreciate it.
Me too.
Ned and Josh's pod pals.
Go and be a part of it.
Correct us.
Call us out for all of the inaccuracies that you'll hear in today's and any other podcast.
There's already been one today.
I guarantee.
In the podcast that we know about.
We've not spoken about this, and I actually think that this might come as quite as a shock to you. All right?
A lot of things do.
Yeah, but... I don't think you'd be ready for this opinion from me.
Okay.
Brand new trailer just came out for a brand new movie. It's called Mufasa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like an origin story of Mufasa,
yeah.
isn't it? Yeah.
Who f- cares?
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
like, who gives even, like, squirt of shit? Like, that... Who cares? Legit. I was watching the trailer the entire time, and I was like, I love Mufasa. Don't get me wrong. I think he's rad. James Earl Jones is probably one of the coolest sounding human beings on earth. Who cares?
So,
I was watching this and it's like, oh no, am I going to be king? Yep. I already know it.
I do know you're going to be king.
I don't know what about this of like, because it's like, obviously there's a million like origin story movies where it's like you go back to the past.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the suspense is sort of taken out of it because it's like, well, I know the Batman survives this because he was in every movie after this.
Yeah.
So whatever. But for whatever reason, this one, I'm like, who cares?
So
whatever. Like, whatever.
The interesting thing I have here is, do you have these same feelings towards the story arc in Godfather 2? Like, where...
Nah.
Like, Robert De Niro... Like,
and becomes, you know what?
Because he kept... You know Marlon Brando. He is Marlon Brando. So you're like...
Yeah.
Well, obviously, he gets to America and
a
everything.
A far more topical reference. Wonka didn't annoy me.
Okay. Do you think maybe that's because, like, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory came out like in the 70s or 80s, didn't it?
Yeah.
And Lion King was a big part of your... Do you think it's because they're messing with stuff from your childhood? Is that why you think this upsets you?
I've got
to be honest,
so.
I wasn't happy with the Buzz Lightyear movie.
Yeah.
And I think it's for the same reason.
You
I was
know
like,
what?
Do we need this?
It was that's exact same thing. When I saw that, I was like, again, who cares and why? Mm-hmm. Like, why do I need to know that Buzz was a real guy? It's
that's
like, okay,
confusing.
Great. Yeah.
In fact, I refused to take part in this. And I just didn't watch it. And then that way, for me, it never became a part of the story.
I also think it's just like they're trying to squeeze blood from a stone.
I agree.
Like, in one shot in the trailer, they're in the snow and in ice. And I'm like... Aren't they in the... Where's Pride Rock?
It's quite confusing.
What's happening?
Yeah.
I don't get it. It seems like you guys are literally like, what if we put some bloody lions in Antarctica? That'd be pretty weird, wouldn't it? It's like, don't make this... Just make a documentary about lions and how weird they are, I guess.
All right. So can I pose a concept
that you
can either take it or leave it?
Yeah.
Do you think you're hanging on a bit too tight?
But I don't care.
I think you do, though. Can you hear yourself?
I would rather a lion six... A Lion King 6, sorry. Like, one that's, like, about Simba's great-great-great-grandkids that's, like, a cyborg now and Zazu's been brought back.
You want the story to continue, not go backwards.
I just don't care. I'm seeing Mufasa, and I'm like, it's just nothing. It's just a small little lion. I don't care.
It's kind of the whole franchise.
I don't get what... I think the reason I'm so angry is because I don't get what's wrong with me at the moment. I'm kind of scared. What's happening to me?
Talk to someone else, not this podcast. Big news for not only me, but for the podcast, actually, as it comes about into more of a realistic-looking option.
Mm.
I think I might be renting out my apartment.
Yeah, you've been talking about this a little bit over, actually.
Currently, my mum is here, and she got even... I would say, like, if a whiff is this... Mm-hmm. This is what mum got of the idea of me moving out of my apartment. She got this. She got... And was like, oh my God, let me sell/throw out everything in this apartment. And that is what we've been doing for the last 5 days.
Yeah. It's honestly crazy the amount of stuff that's changed in here.
Oh, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that this part. It's honestly like, It's very, very impressive. It's like in Harry Potter, you know, what they'd go into a tent and it would be like a 7-room mansion.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. It's like, I didn't realize how much stuff you could fit in this apartment.
No, it's like, this apartment has been described by me now, for the first time ever, as Mary Poppins' bag.
Yeah, you know, it's like just Felix the cat.
When she just pulls stuff out of the bag. I'm like, how is that much stuff in that cupboard?
Exactly.
But it's here and it's now gone. And
do you... how much money have you made, or is it this all
no
been
money
throwing
so
away?
Far. This has all been throwing away thus far. Mainly because the things I've been getting, there's a bunch of lights that I threw out, and the reason I threw them out, some of them actually hadn't come out of the box, but about a year and a half ago, I got a product recall email saying that if you plug these in and it's one of the bad ones, the entire metal housing of it becomes electrified and you could die. Mm. So I was like, Mum was like, don't you sell them? I'm like, no, I really can't. What? Otherwise, I become kind of like an evil corporate villain where I know I'm potentially poisoning the town folk.
By the way, why are you holding on to them? Like, no, why were they here? Just in case you needed money.
Yeah,
just you're like, all right, things have gotten so bad, I'm going to have to plug this in and sue whatever company made
that's
it.
That's it. I was thinking if I get the receipt together, eventually I'll send them back and get the money. But it just was never going to happen. Yeah. So they've gone in the bin.
I like that you were like, that's crazy. They are in my house, though, which is still fine.
Just ticking time bombs.
Yeah, but grenades.
The point of this whole story now is we're going to end up with nowhere to do this podcast. Because this is currently our studio. And
will it be a point where there's nothing in here?
Can you explain what you're currently sitting amongst to do today's podcast, just so people can get an idea of how much this is not a studio at the moment?
Okay, so I'm going to take my mic with me. I'm going to put my arm out. Really, listen to this. This is just me swinging my arm around. Yep. So I've hit a whiteboard.
A giant whiteboard.
And then there's a TV behind you. There's a chair just next to me that's full of a box with a bunch of cables.
Electronic drum kits
there,
next to you.
There is a lazy Susan at my feet. There is five power
not
banks
a person,
at my feet.
That's actually a lazy Susan.
No, we kicked Susan out a couple of months ago because she was, as I said,
rent.
Very lazy.
Very lazy.
There's three keyboards underneath the table. There's pencils everywhere. It looks like someone... We just were talking about grenades, but it looks like someone filled a grenade with crap. Just
not ball bearings.
Bric-a-brac.
Electronic equipment.
Knick-knacks and paddywhacks.
What are you...
And it's gone off.
What are you thinking?
There's a screwdriver here. Does this make a noise?
Yeah, it does.
There you go, funny.
What are you thinking? that's where we're sitting in the bar. Where do you think we do the podcast moving forward? Because...
I actually don't know. Because we can't do it at my house.
Why not?
Well, I guess we could do it at my house.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do it at my house.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But where?
But like what? Just at my table?
No, I said to Mum that maybe your spare room didn't need to be Lenny's bedroom. Like maybe everything could just neatly sort of fit in there for a little while, just temporarily.
That's funny because all three of you pay the exact same amount of rent. So I'll decide what rooms decide to be what. And if my goddamn prince of a dog needs a queen bedroom for himself to sleep in the sun and be adorable, then I'll accommodate that.
Okay,
do you understand
good.
Me?
Is it, and the podcast that I've been accommodating for 6 months and some near on 120 episodes, that goes where? That's my question now.
Honestly, not my biggest concern. You've heard my biggest concern, and it's making sure my dog gets great naps during the day.
Okay. I had an idea, and I did say this to Mum while we were cleaning up earlier. I was like, can you get power to a storage unit? And Mum was like, what do you mean?
I guess, if you just like ran an extension cord into it.
But the storage units have power points.
No.
They'd have to.
Well, they don't.
Because I mean, but they'd have to.
No, but they don't.
Because what if you wanted to put like a fridge in there?
Then you would have to install a fridge. There's no power. Where do you think the power bank of the shipping container is?
I think temporarily, this like a Kennard's Hire storage, self-service storage complex will be where we start recording the podcast.
So you want to
like in Breaking Bad where they keep the money. Like that's what I'm thinking, but I'm thinking that's where we do
so
the podcast.
So a metal shoebox. Yep. And you do know anything about sound, right? The only thing that would be worse than that is doing it in my bedroom where there's a full mirror wall.
Yeah,
And then the other wall is just glass. There's not a lot of options, I'll be honest.
Yeah, we're doing it from a storage unit because a dog needs a queen-size bed every
day. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't sell the apartment.
Well, that was the Ned and Josh podcast. Make sure to find the boys on socials. Just search at Ned and Josh.